what strikes the most in Luke's account of what we usually call the end of the world is the contrast between two entirely different reactions that people have towards the signs that accompany the completion of all things. Some people are described as fainting with terror. Some translations even go as far as saying that they die because of the very thought of what is about to happen, literally scared to death. Others instead are invited by Jesus not only not to fear what is happening, but even to breathe a sigh of relief and to welcome at last the liberation for which they longed so much. So the same magnificent signs that mark the coming of the Lord are at the same time a great cause of joy for some and an unbearable source of anxiety for others. It seems then that we human beings are all bound to face the same cosmic and existential upheavals in our journey towards the peace of the kingdom. But in the meanwhile, the ways we cope with the different stages of this process, at times painful and dreadful, can be very different from individual to individual. And the same dynamic applies not only to the last coming of Christ, but also to the daily coming of the Lord in our lives. We are close to Advent, and it is good to recall that Saint Bernard, among others, also mentions a third intermediate coming of Christ, the coming of the Lord through grace during the days of our earthly existence. And so also in our daily life, we can find ourselves living different attitudes to the future, especially when all sorts of catastrophes befall us. If we look at the life of the saints, we see the joyful way they lived and the immense trust they showed in the moment of their death. At the same time, though, perhaps more often, we can see in ourselves and so many other people all sorts of fears, from the more superficial things to the most deep and most existential issues. For many reasons, this life can become a sky filled with obscurity, with no sun or moon providing light to our path. Any little or big change can be seen as a threat, as scary as the sea tossing and roaring around us. And finally, there is the inevitability of death that seems to put an end to any conceivable hope. The reason why such different approaches are possible depends on the viewpoint we assume. The good news we Christians have received is a radically different viewpoint of reality. God has taught us to look beyond even the most dreadful appearances. Indeed, not by chance, the sign of the salvation of the whole world is the apparent failure of the cross. And so, just as the Son of Man coming on the cloud will be the sign of liberation on the last day, likewise, the cross of the Lord is the sign of our salvation now, in this life. The crucified Christ is the source of all truth about God, and hence the revelation of our real condition. And the God who has become like us and has loved us till the end frees us from the image of a God enemy of humanity, a careless and merciless judge of the world. The true God is always on our side. And the letter to the Hebrews tells us that Jesus has freed those who were held in slavery all their lives by their fear of death because of the devil. Yes, it is he, the father of lies, who has insinuated in us the image of an antagonistic God, who has condemned us to a miserable existence. The deep fear we experience in our inmost heart is the fear that Adam and Eve felt in Eden, hearing the steps of the Lord. God, the Creator, who had given everything to his creature, had become an enemy to fear and to hide from. But God's love, ultimately revealed on the cross, uncovers this lie and assures that the ultimate meaning and end of our life is eternal joy with him. Therefore, the Lord who comes, both at the end of times and in the unfolding of our personal time in this world, is not the thief who comes to steal our happiness, but is the bridegroom who comes to fulfill our deep desire to love and to be loved. Without fear then, but with eager longing, as we look forward to Advent, let us repeat the ancient invocation of the first Christian communities. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus.